Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So the SAJBD, I'm terrible with acronyms today. SAJBD, let's try it again. Took learners from King David Linksfield and Yeshiva College to the June 16 Youth Day ceremony at the Hector Peterson Memorial at the invitation of the MEC of Arts, Recreation and Culture. We're going to chat to Wendy Kahn, who's the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. A very good afternoon, Wendy.
I'm looking at the sun setting, so I think it's evening. Good evening.
Is it good evening? Are we in a studio? I don't see anything.
We've been going since early this morning, and thankfully in the middle of the day it got a little warmer, but we're back to freezing now.
I'm sure something to look forward to when we leave the studio. So, Wendy, tell us about this. Tell us a bit more.
Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we believe very strongly that we as a Jewish community need to be engaging on all the different times of commemoration and the times of celebration. So whenever there are public holidays, we find ways that we can get involved, we can participate in the various ceremonies around the country. And we've been doing this for many years now. June 16 is a very important one. It's very important for South Africans. And for many years now, we've been taking groups of student leaders from our high schools to Soweto so that we can properly commemorate, we can know exactly what happened in June 16, and alongside with other South Africans, we can learn the lessons, the important lessons of the day.
I think it's absolutely brilliant, this. And I mean, how was this made possible, essentially? That's the question.
Yeah, we get invited. We have relationships with the Gauteng government, and the MEC of Sports, Arts, Recreation and Culture is a woman by the name of Mbali Klope, who we have a good relationship with, and she's included us in many different events, including, I must tell you, last year, after the terrible riots, we went with Mbali to Daveyton to do the cleanup. So she does include us, and many members of government do include us in these kind of events. Just to mention, a few years ago, I think it was 2016, we were invited not only to attend the event, but also there was a very, very special bar mitzvah that took place in the middle of Soweto. The Edelstein family, and you'll remember Dr. Melville Edelstein, was killed during the Soweto riots. He happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was a very courageous man. He was very involved in education in Soweto, and he was innocently there at the time, and he was killed by the apartheid police. And his family chose to have his grandson's bar mitzvah at the place where he was murdered, on the side of the road. And I took a group of learners from our various high schools, and we went there for the bar mitzvah, and then we went across to Hector Peterson Memorial, where we remembered the victims of the massacre. And that's something that really stays in my mind. And we were very privileged today that Melville Edelstein's daughter, Janet Goldblatt, was there. She was laying a wreath for her father, and she came and spoke to us and shared his remarkable story.
And, I mean, he was killed in Soweto in 1976, and, I mean, that is amazing. What was the feeling sort of experienced by the group of learners today?
Well, it was just wonderful for me listening to them on the bus on the way home. They were deeply touched and deeply moved by it. You know, I think that it's one thing to learn these things in a history book. It's another thing to go into Soweto on such an important day and to meet people who were so closely involved. There's an amazing museum there. And the tour guide, the woman who took us through, was the sister of Hector Peterson.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's so incredible to hear the stories through her mouth. We saw his parents going and laying their wreaths. And also to meet some of the government leaders and hear from them, first of all, their views in terms of June 16, but also in terms of youth and what the youth should be doing and the role of youth and how government should be bringing youth into these processes. And we met with the mayor. She so warmly, and Paul Palazzi, so warmly welcomed us. The premier, David Makura, many, many different NECs from Gauteng government and MMCs from the Johannesburg City Council. And they really got the red carpet. They were welcomed so warmly. There was they were delighted that young Jewish youth are so interested and so wanting to play this kind of role in our country.
It is so refreshing this to hear. And I mean, how many learners would you say went
to? We took 14 and from Yeshiva College and King David Linksfield. We have taken Victory Park as well in the past and on different. We've also been to Sharpeville. We've been to Pretoria for Heritage Day. We've done lots of these events. But today, only the learners from Linksfield and Yeshiva College went with. They did interviews. There was lots of media there. They did interviews while they were there. And I think these kind of experiences are never forgotten.
They
play such
totally
a big
agree.
Role in your memory and your mind and who you are.
And especially for the youth. I mean, these learners, how do you go about choosing them? I mean, what's the process there? Does the schools
select
them?
The schools decide. And it's also, it's difficult now. June is exam time, so it's not an easy time for school kids to be going on an adventure like this. But they're just remarkable. And as I say, it was just really so meaningful listening to their impressions, not just of Soweto, not just of the Hector Peterson Memorial in June 16, but in general of their engagements there today and the people that they met and the conversations that they had. That's really, really special. And, you're driving through Soweto, you're driving through history. We just happened to be driving past a little house, and we had Ilan Austin Driver with us, and he said, that is where Miriam Makeba wrote Pata Pata.
Wow.
Now, that's so amazing. These are the kind of things that there's just such a rich heritage there, and we need to be engaging. Just incidentally, and I know that Chai FM is going to be doing this on Sunday, there was 2 days after the Soweto massacre, because that's what it was, a massacre, there was a massacre in Alexandria,
correct,
just on our
correct.
Doorstep.
That's right.
And it's very, very, very few people know this. But there was only one high school in Alexandria at the time. So many of the learners went to Soweto. And 2 days after June 16th, so on June 18th, the same thing happened. There was an uprising. There was a peaceful protest by learners, and they were killed. 22 people lost their lives, and 45 people were injured. And this is something that doesn't really hit our history books. And I'm so pleased that Chai FM is partnering with Alex FM on Sunday. And they're going to be looking into that story, because that's one that hasn't been told.
Absolutely. And we're doing that between 9 and 12. And Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. What a great, great initiative. And thank you for the time. And keep it up. It's refreshing.
Thank you so much.
And,
thank you for hosting
thank
me.
You so much, Wendy. And
all the best.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.